Zeem, Zeem. Yes, yes. Okay. I know it as Zeem, but that's correct. Zeem Funeral Home, which was a German family. Matter of fact, I have a... Somebody just found a and gave to us a, an old thermometer that said Zeem Funeral Home with this address on. And yes, this is the... We bought the property from the Zeem family. And they had a funeral home. They originally were up further up in the German neighborhood, which was like between 100th and 110th and Superior, which is also where Monreal and Brickman came from. Their original funeral homes were up there. And they bought property here prior to the church buying it. And they weren't sure what they were going to do with it. They actually ran a livery out of it. And my back garage is still the original. That building's over 100 years old. The back garage was part of the livery where they brought the horses and wagons in. And it was like they had a trench built. And you pulled the horses or the wagon over that. And the guys were underneath working on the wagon. And you went in where my garage door is. And you went out the other side of the garage into a alley that was called Tin Pan Alley, which is now part of the church driveway. But Zeem bought the property and they used it as a livery. They were intending on doing a funeral home here, but then when the church bought two-thirds of the block, the Zeem was not part of St. Vitus. And they ended up selling the property to us, and they went further up into the more German part of the neighborhood at the time, where they continued in business for a while, but they didn't have anybody to take the business over, and they, once the last one passed away, they just closed up. They had no family to keep it up, but